T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. We'll listen to a little bit more of the performance art that took place earlier today. It was surreal. And some of it was truly laughable. I'm going to remind you, and you heard from all of the unbiased, real reporters and serious journalists. It's the undoing of President Trump. It's the demise of this administration. And according to them and the Democrats who were pulling their strings, these were the two most important, most reliable, most insightful folks who were going to testify. That leaves a lot to be said. So we will talk more about it. Jenny Beth Martin is a legal expert, one of the co-founders of the Tea Party Patriots. I know Jenny was doing everything she could, probably to keep her lunch inside, as many of us were while she was watching this. Jenny, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Give us your sense of the first day of the impeachment circus televised.
Well, it's clear the Democrats have nothing.
Right.
They've got no evidence, no facts, no testimony from any witness who can testify directly that he heard directly from the President of the United States that there was a condition on U.S. aid to Ukraine. The aid flowed. Despite all of the chatter that has gone on, the aid flowed. There was no investigation into the Bidens. None, to our knowledge, none has been launched. Nothing anyone said today changes those two simple facts.
Right.
This really is an effort to overturn the 2016 election. It's a witch hunt.
It is a witch hunt. Now, my question is, the folks who are behind it, do they realize that even if they were successful in removing President Trump from office, Hillary Clinton doesn't get to become president?
I don't know that it even matters to them right now. There are people who want to. I think that the fact is they are. It's almost ironic. What they're accusing the president of doing in that call is using aid to influence a future election.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think what the Democrats are doing is using impeachment to influence the 2020 election.
Sure.
And we have Congressman Al Green who has said that he's afraid if we don't impeach President Trump, he might be reelected.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing. I may not have it as an exact quote.
Yeah, but no, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing. And let's not kid ourselves. They have a collection of people who are not going to be able to defeat President Trump at the ballot box, and so this is their means to remove him from office. On the Republican side of things, as you were watching and listening and examining this, were you impressed and happy with Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan?
I was. I think that they did a great job, as did Ratcliffe. Also, one thing that we should realize and make sure that we are also praising, there are Republican members of the House Intel Committee who did not use their time or only used a little bit of their time and gave the rest to Congressman Jordan or Congressman Ratcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that so that they could work a strategy rather than trying to get a viral moment. They really made sure that they worked a strategy today and were part of the bigger goal of fighting the impeachment rather than worrying about a moment they might get in a hearing today. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I think that we really need to make sure we're thanking them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great point that there does seem to be some sort of a strategy there. And there has to be some sort of strategy on the part of those members of Congress, as Adam Schiff and the folks on his side have made clear that they're not even going to allow the Republican members to call the folks they think ought to be called.
That is exactly right. And I think that they're not calling the people who the Republicans want called. We don't know when and if that will even happen. Mm-hmm. They've made it very clear they don't want to hear from the whistleblower. The Democrats say the whistleblower is unimportant and doesn't matter, and yet the whistleblower instigated this, may not have even had a need to know what would have been normally a confidential conversation. And I think that that is important. And not only is it important to know who the whistleblower is, but to know how the whistleblower came to have this knowledge. And did the people who told him violate any rules or laws by telling him information that perhaps he wasn't supposed to know?
Yeah, it's a great point. Jenny, do you have any sense? Has anybody given anybody any idea how long this this sham of a trial is going to go on?
I am hearing that they want to have a vote in the House sometime around December 20th.
Wow.
They are going, they've extended the House session of Congress through the week of December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hearing that it may happen on December 20th or 21st. I don't know if that is correct or not, but that's when I'm hearing there may be a vote on the floor of the House.
All right. And do you expect anybody from the White House is actually going to show up to testify, answer these subpoenas?
No, I don't think that they are going to. They've made it very clear the president, I think what the president is doing is really important right now, because you have to make sure that a president has to make sure that they aren't just defending themselves, but they're defending the office of the presidency and the mm-hmm. authority and power of the executive branch.
Right.
And that's part of what they're doing right now by not having people show up.
That is a great point. Jenny, I appreciate you being here. That's Jenny Beth Martin. One of the co-founders of the Tea Party Patriots, an attorney and legal expert, and I appreciate her insight. We'll talk more about this, obviously. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.